Welcome back to eBay Radio. And now, the man who knows what drives your seller dashboard, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling.
And I'm going to interrupt you right there.
Why?
Because while I was gone.
Yeah.
And I know you missed me terribly.
Terribly.
While I was gone, they put a new phone system in here.
I saw that.
And it is, all of a sudden this morning, they're trying, we've got the chief engineer in here.
Yeah.
John Rigg.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to figure out how to, you know, why we're having this problem getting Marcia Collier.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Because she was our next guest, right?
Exactly. So, here we are.
No, there you go.
So, I know you missed me terribly.
Terribly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where were you? You were gone? Where were you?
Yes, and I heard you auditioned for my gig.
I auditioned for your gig?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Didn't you have people call in and audition for my gig? No?
Not seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I took names.
I heard it was
and wrote down numbers.
I heard it was a horrible show that you just missed me terribly and you were just torn up the whole show.
That's, yeah, really.
At least that's what I heard. That's what people are saying.
Because people are kind.
You know what? We have Marcia.
So you know your business needs to have a presence on social media, but unless you know how to manage that presence, it could be doing you more harm than good. And with us now to share best practices that could gain you more sales is social media marketer futurist Marcia Collier. She's the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C, and apparently she lives in the future. Marcia, what can I do to bring new customers to my eBay store through social media?
Well, hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Marcia, you know, at some point in everybody's life, they realize that they have to take some things off of their resume.
Yep.
Because it goes into, like, the third sheet.
Right.
I think it's time for you to...
I know, right?
To take off what? What is she going to take off?
I don't know. She has so many... She's accomplished so much that every time she comes on here, we're saying something different about her. You know,
Well, the quick thing I'll slip in is the new edition of eBay for Dummies, 9th edition, just came out. It makes a great holiday gift.
Oh, yay. Okay.
And it makes my life a lot easier.
So let me tell you.
What?
Social media is a great place to share your product and to establish new customers. But doing it right at this moment is a little late for the holidays. You need to have your Twitter account. You need to have your Facebook account. And do not just share, I'm selling this, I'm selling that. Because nobody wants to see that. People want to read stories. If you sell jewelry, put a Google search online, find stories about jewelry, find stories about costume jewelry trends, and share those. So that way people are interested in what you have to post. One of the most egregious things I ever saw last night, and I didn't unfollow them because I'm hoping it was a mistake, is that somebody was sharing stories like that, but linked to a page with their eBay items. In other words, the headline of the story was there, and it was a marketing thing.
Oh,
you know, that's the latest thing. That's the trick. See, that's the fake thing.
Yeah, but people don't appreciate that.
No, they don't.
People want to read that story that you've just teased. That's what's called clickbait in social media.
Exactly, and it makes me very angry when it happens to me.
Yeah, I hate that clicking.
So if you're doing that, I'm watching all you eBay sellers, and I want to buy your items. But come on, give some quality to your audience, and also follow each other's stores on Facebook. Be sure you have a Facebook page for your eBay store. And in your Twitter account, put the URL of your eBay store as your URL. That way people can go directly to your eBay store if they're interested in doing business with you. Too many people don't do that. Just because you're an eBay seller, people don't know where to find you. They don't know your seller ID. Link it. Make it easy for the customer and to follow each other's stores so you know what your friends are doing. Go to your friend's Facebook page. You'll see three little dots on the right. Click on that and you'll say, follow as your page. Click on that and that way your page will follow another page and it helps build. Facebook will show the content from the different pages more than if nobody likes the page.
Oh.
So, Marcia, in the world of radio and television advertising, let's say you had $1 million to spend on TV advertising, okay?
Yep.
and you are opening a restaurant in North Dakota, one in San Diego, and one in San Francisco. So the network offers you this big package. You get all the states for $999,000. Well, that's dumb, right? That is, some people do that, but it's not smart. Well, because you're spending your money, you know what I'm getting at, right?
Exactly. In today's world, and it's available to everybody, not just eBay, who does an excellent job of it, by the way. It's called micro-targeting. And that's where you can hone in on the people that are interested in your items. For example, when you do a Facebook ad, it takes time. All of this takes effort. There's no easy way, no easy fix to get new customers. But if you sell golf equipment, you can find people within a certain age, certain sex, certain education, and their interests so that your ad will go directly to those people. And a $20 ad that's been micro-targeted that hits just those people can pay back 10 times. But you can't just jump off and say, I'm going to do it now to increase Christmas sales, because you should have started back in June.
So she's right, and, you know, I love the way that over time, Marcia, you get more and more options for targeting your audience. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if I'm selling Hawaiian shirts now, I wish I had, and I know I will someday, have the option to pick the age group and the gender, which would be,
right,
you know, middle-aged or older men. And I also want to know, are they obese and bald? Because love to wear those shirts.
Exactly, exactly. And you could do a search on Twitter or Facebook for Rain Spooner, which, if I remember, isn't that a famous brand of Hawaiian shirts?
Yes, and a very sought-after brand.
And see who mentioned it. And try to friend those people. This isn't LinkedIn where you have to know the person. Just follow them and say something about, I love Hawaiian shirts, too. It's all about the social, sharing content, sharing words with each other, not about marketing.
Yeah.
So what about...
I love that you stress that.
So what about a Facebook page that was about Hawaiian shirts?
That would be good. But to be honest, a lot of eBay sellers I know don't just sell Hawaiian shirts.
What do they do?
For example, Griff, I know that you sell a varied, different bunch of things.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Right?
Mostly shirts, but not necessarily Hawaiian
shirts. And shoes. Yeah, shirts and shoes.
So what you can do on your page is give it your store name and then share stories about trends in Hawaiian shirts or history of Hawaiian shirts. Or you could run a Google search and find all kinds of content that would interest people, and they'd come to your page and say, well, this guy really knows about it. Oh, and he sells shoes, too. Well, that's cool. Maybe I can buy two things and save on shipping.
Hmm. So how do we turn watchers into buyers?
Yeah, that's, you know, we get this a lot because
you're
people
are going to love this. I got
15 watchers and no one's buying.
Well, what you do is I go to my eBay page and I generally price everything at what I call fair pricing, air quotes, okay?
Yeah.
So I have a little leeway in my prices, and I always put make offer. But a lot of people don't understand the make offer thing. So when I see I have a bunch of watchers, I just go in and cut the price a little.
Oh.
And 90% of the time, I'll sell the item within a week because eBay, and I've got a picture of one right in front of me, sends out an email to everybody who was watching it or even visited it that says, the price has been dropped. You viewed this at $45.99. It was just discounted to $42.99. Boom.
That is a great idea, Griff.
And that's an eBay tool, and if you're not taking advantage of it, why?
So, Marcia.
Yes.
You always bring us these tips that we've never heard before. We love this. How do we compete with other sellers selling the same products? We hear that a lot.
Well, Griff, and I'm sure you've seen this too, the quality of listings has gotten incredibly crappy. It used to be people would work hard and put information in their listings that told about the product, background of the product, information about the product. You can't put links to stories on the internet, and soon you won't be able to put live media. But that's okay. Use your words. Tell people why they should buy this item, why they should buy it from you. Your price may be a little more than somebody else's, But tell people, you don't send anything out without a tracking number. And in some items, that adds a bit to your price. But it is a very good selling point to those that buy.
So, nice-looking listings.
That's important.
Yeah, use your words, folks. Just use your words. It sells the product. There's no salesman. Ron Popeil didn't sell all the things he sold over the years without talking to people.
Well, you know something, Marcia, we have to have you back on soon because we didn't get you for the full segment because of our new phone system.
Well, there you go. Well, let me know when you want me. You know I love talking about eBay. I'll be starting a new edition of my eBay business all in one. So, and people, you can reach me on eBay. You can reach me on Twitter. I'm always testing things. You can't really look at my sales to see what I'm doing because I'm testing price points. I'm testing promotions. My account, I love selling on eBay.
Her website is cool, C-O-O-L-E, Bay Tools, coolebaytools.com.
Thanks, Marcia. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Next up, open phones, 888-723-4630. When we return with more of eBay Radio.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a made-in-China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile. And you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
No active content. That means no Flash, no JavaScript. None of those things that used to make my listing stand out from the crowd. Now what?
Relax. There's no need to get crazy. Instead, get Crazy Lister. With Crazy Lister, you can create professional-looking listings in just minutes via Crazy Lister's super easy drag-and-drop interface. Use one of Crazy Lister's templates or create your own from scratch. Either way, Crazy Lister is already 100% compliant with eBay's new policy banning active content. And every Crazy Lister listing is automatically optimized for mobile viewing.
So, professional-looking listing, check. Looks good on mobile devices, check. And free from active content, check.
First, relax. Then sign up for Crazy Lister and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio. All one word. That's Crazy Lister, mobile optimized and active content compliant at CrazyLister.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's T-A-M-E-Bay.com.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Electric lights for Christmas trees were first used in 1895 when President Grover Cleveland set up a lighted Christmas tree in the White House. The general public began to notice, and it stuck. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network. Listen while you list.